70 degrees now at 8:56. Let's check on commodity markets on this Friday. We bring in Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, we just heard Wall Street's pretty flat this morning. What are we seeing so far on the commodity markets?
Seeing a little bit of strength here this morning. Boy, we've got a lot going on here, it seems like, this morning. The markets are up. We have July corn up about 5 cents at $4 right now. The December corn is at 418. That's up 5 cents. It was stronger on the reopen. The July beans are up 2 1/4 at 997. The November is up 2 3/4 at 1007. And July wheat is at 506. That's up 8 1/2. We saw some stuff during the delay here this morning from 7:45 to 8:30. The USDA announced a bunch of cancellations on soybeans to unknown, which is usually the Chinese, and we saw about 829,000 metric tons canceled. And that initially, when we reopened at 8:30, saw the market down a little bit, but then we came back. The Chinese have kind of Well, let's just kind of look at the factors that are in the market right now. I think the trade negotiations with China is probably the one that trumps everything right now. The traders seem to be just watching everything that comes out of those negotiations and trading accordingly. There's also, of course, the NAFTA situation. There's some disappointment on that this week, but yet we hear Canada still pretty optimistic that they think things can get settled there. And then we have the weather, both in South America, Argentina especially, where they have the dryness in the, so for the soybeans and have some problems having enough meal down there. And Brazil, where the second crop corn is in a drought situation, some trouble there. And then some too wet in Argentina now, trying to get the beans out, so hurting the quality of the beans. And, of course, then in the United States, where we have the central part of the country, which is at least perceived by the trade as being in pretty good shape, and the northern part of the Corn Belt, where they're still behind and really trying to catch up and are probably going to have quite a bit of corn planted in delayed conditions. And then we just throw in the outside markets where you have the U.S. dollar and the energy markets that are volatile. And, you know, our situation is that we just have a lot of volatility and are kind of moving all over the place here. I guess I expect that to continue. I think it's a positive sign that we are up here this morning after seeing those big cancellations announced. But we will have to see what the weather does here over the weekend. They're expecting some good rains. Unfortunately, they're also expecting rains up there in the north where things are delayed. So we'll see how that affects things, but I think we probably stay pretty positive here for the rest of the day.
All right, Bill, thank you very much for the update.
Yep, thank you, Brian.
You bet. That's Bill Mayer joining us from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign on this Friday. And we're seeing some cloud cover here this morning. We've seen a few pokes of sunshine, but mostly cloudy skies here so far today. Right now, we have a temperature of 70 degrees in Urbana. And at last check, 65 in Danville, 70 in Charleston, Mattoon, and 68 degrees in Rantoul. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, mostly cloudy and cooler, a few showers possible, and a high of 73 degrees with an east wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.